I'd like to introduce Menelik Watson. Is going to be, you know, he's played left and right tackle, mostly right tackle, but we'll see where he fits. But we're thrilled that Menelik's decided to come to Denver from Oakland. As you can tell, a very, very big and physical player that, again, is going to bring mentality. Really excited about it. We had our eyes on Menelik when we were when we played him this year, earlier in the year, so we're just thrilled that he's decided to join us. You know, we think that you know, and I'll let him answer the soccer questions. But I know that he says anybody from England is talking about how much he loves football, and we're convinced of that, and really think he's going to add a lot to the room and leadership and also the mentality. So with that being said, I'll turn it over to Menelik. Congrats, buddy.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Hi, everybody. Hi. How are you doing?
Open it up for questions. How exciting is this day for you?
I can't really put it into words, honestly. It's a fresh start. It's everything to me. It's everything to my family. You know, it's been, you know, a crazy 4 years for me, up and down, had some highs and had some lows, but, you know, it's just a fresh start. I'm excited, you know. The energy in the building is infectious, and you know, I can't wait to be surrounded by it, man, and go forward this season.
What is it that sold you on the Broncos? You obviously visited this morning. What was it that helped make?
Yeah, you know, everything. Just the organization. Everything from the nutrition, the weight training, the staff, the everybody working in the building. Just the energy around here is it's something I've needed. You know, it's been a. You know, when they originally called, you know, I was excited. I was surprised, you know, to say the least. You know, they were my rivals now. You know, and now you know it's family. So you know, I believe it's a great opportunity here to come here and win a Super Bowl. You know, that's on my mind right now, entering the late part of my career. You know, I want to compete for a Super Bowl. You know, and I think you know we have everything here. You know, and just coming in, being a piece and. You know, doing everything I can to be, you know, to be on that field and winning football games.
You've had some moments of physical frustration.
Yeah.
Your hope, obviously, would be.
That's why I'm here. You know, we got the best strength staff in the world. You know, I've talked diligently with those guys, and it's a big part of, you know, me moving forward in my career. You know, I've done a lot of learning my first 4 years in the NFL. As you guys know, you know, it's probably my 6th year of football in total, you know, and you just had to learn a lot about myself, a lot about my body. And right now it's, you know, putting myself in the best place that, you know, along with the assistance of some of the greatest in the world, you know, we can put all those things in the past and just move on and focus on getting on that field and just smashing heads together. That's it. No, I have not. Yeah, actually, I talked to TJ earlier. We had lunch together. You know, he's excited. You know, I'm excited. You know, we talked about, you know, moving forward this year and the competition that's going to be going on this year in practice. You know, I'm a little crazy too, so, you know, it's going to be a lot of fun. You know, there should be a lot of competition out there, you know, because I'm a guy, like, I love to win, you know, anything I do. You know, so, you know, I'm not going to sit down for nobody, you know, offense and defense, we're not. You know, and that mentality we got to take into the season, you know, going against everybody this year. You know, the division is only getting tougher, you know, and me coming here, you know, want to fortify some things and just move forward, man. You know, just excited. Overall excited, man. It's great. You know, my face is pretty stoned right now, but, you know, inside, you know, I'm so warm and feel so, I can't even put it into words, but, you know, I just feel blessed, you know, blessed to just be in a situation right now. Yeah.
Do you view yourself as a right tackle, or how do you
kind of? I view myself wherever I need to be at. That's football, you know. If they need me to play inside, I'm playing inside, man. They needed to play DB, sure, I'm gonna go out there and backpedal, you know. You know, I just love to play. I just love to play football, man. That's the reason why I did this thing, you know. I love the sport. When, you know, from the first day I stepped out on the field, and they taught me how to put my girdle, you know, and strap on my helmet. You know, I just fell in love with the sport. Any opportunity I get to play football, so I don't care, you know. I'm here, you know, whatever position they put me in, I'm just trying to win, you know, win my matchup, and that's all that matters.
Does TJ know you want to play safety? Or?
Nah, man, I ain't told him yet. You know, I don't want to ruin our relationship earlier on, you know, but I'll come for him in OTAs at some point, you know, and try to show him a little bit of what I got. Yeah.
There seems to be a common thread with Blair, Ronald, and you that tough guys, guys who bring a physical presence. I saw a quote from you in a BBC interview that's kind of a stereotype that maybe a Brit would be soft.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, don't get that confused. Absolutely don't. You know, I come from a you know, tough background. You know, I grew up fighting my whole life, so, you know, it's nothing new to get physical. It's what I like to do. You know, it's why I'm an offensive lineman, right? You know, it's just part of the game, you know. It's a physical game, right? You can't go into this thing timid. You can't go into this thing thinking about it. You know, you got to be the aggressor, you know, and that's what I like to be. Also be smart, too, you know, because, you know, you can be as aggressive as you want, but if you're not smart, you know, you're making bad plays, you're making mistakes, so... Well, you know, every year, you know, I'm maturing as well in the game too, you know, becoming a man as I'm playing football too. So, you know, every year I just try to be, add more to me, mentally Watson, not just mentally Watson, a football player, but, you know, in life, you know, being aggressive, trying to attack it, you know. I was dealt some, you know, pretty terrible cards as a kid, you know, but you make the most of it and you attack life aggressively, you know, and, you know, here you are, you know, 28 years later, you know, standing in front of you guys and having this blessed opportunity, man, that's what it's all about.
And look, when you were entering free agency, at what point did you kind of look at the Broncos and say, I hope this is an opportunity?
From you know, our strength coach at the Raiders, man, Joe, he had spoken highly of the Broncos. You know, I know Coach Darrell speaks highly of the Broncos. I know Joe Gomes has a great relationship with Luke over here and the strength coach. And so he remember he telling me about when he first got to the Raiders. So I knew as soon as, you know, me and my agent, Reggie Johnson, we wanted to, you know, figure out, you know, where's the best place that Melo Bosch can elongate his career. Obviously, you know, I've had the muscle tears, no big significant injuries, but we've had these niggles that have set me back. And we're trying to figure out the best situation where moving forward, Melo can watch and can elongate his career and play football. Because without football, I'm a miserable person. And that's just the bottom line. So, you know, I told him I want to be somewhere where we can give ourselves the best chance to be healthy and be happy. So, you know, this is definitely top of the list when it came to those things that were important to me.
Is it a bonus to be staying in the division?
It's familiarity, absolutely. You know, obviously we get to go see the Raiders twice a year, so that should be fun when we go there. You know, those guys, I can't say enough for the guys there, the organization and everybody there. You know, they've been with me, you know, through the ups and downs I've had over there, through the times where I've gone into work and I've been, you know, down and out, and you know, the times when I've been unhappy. So, you know, my teammates, you know, obviously I've missed them, but, you know, now they're the enemy, you know, and... You know, we'll talk in the off season, and I'm definitely going to hang out with a lot of those guys. But it should be fun. You know, I'm excited for it. You know, obviously, you still got the Chargers in Kansas City. So I love the division, you know, best division in football. So, you know, you want to compete against the best. And so we'll definitely do that in this division. So it should be exciting. I'm excited to go against the best, you know.
Did I see something where your teammates called you Lennox?
Yeah. You throw your hands a lot, you know, they want to compare you to somebody. But I think I think I was a bit more fluid than Lennox, though. You know, I think I got a bit more than a jab on me, so.
You have a favorite Premier League team, right?
Absolutely. Everybody knows me. It's Manchester City. That's my boys. Been a blue since I can remember. So we're doing pretty well, sitting top four, you know, trying to make Champions League. I don't think we'll win the league this year, but we're doing pretty well. I got a chance to check out some games when I was home, so that's always exciting, you know. Nah. When I'm finished with football, I might try and drop about 150 pounds and give it a shot, you know, who knows. Yeah.
How do you feel playing soccer as a kid helped you athletically for football?
Absolutely, yeah, it helped a lot. You know, I did a lot of things growing up as a kid, you know. I was very active, you know, soccer, you know, basketball. It just helped a lot because, you know, I was a kid, I was a visual learner, so I used to watch a lot of footwork. You know, if someone was teaching me something, the first thing I do is watch the feet. Right. So now when you go into football and I step onto the field and I'm an offensive lineman, a position that's unique, you know, you're doing a unique technique that is not mimicked anywhere in any other sport, you know, which 300-pound man has to backpedal and stop another 300-pound man coming full speed, you know. So it's, you know, you got to trust your feet, you know, it's a big thing. So, you know, when I was learning the sport, obviously just observing the technique and being able to pick it up quicker, you know, playing offensive line and that footwork is a lot easier than juggling a football, I tell you that, soccer ball anyway. So it helped tremendously, you know, and just build me as an all-around athlete.